commentators on the scripture have often described the gospel as the story of the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus with a very, very long introduction. That's really exactly what it is. The good news is the proclamation of Jesus suffering, dying, rising in glory, and ascending to the right hand of the Father. Or another way of saying it, the very heart of the good news is Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. The four evangelists each portray for us the story of his suffering, death, and resurrection. They portray it a bit differently, and yet in each of them, the heart of the story is told. During this week, as we reflect in a very particular and focused way on the death and resurrection of the Lord, I would invite you to take some time to read the stories of the Passion as found in the evangelists Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And I ask you to pay attention to the characters. There are many, many characters in each of those accounts. And many of them we pass over and pay little attention. I would like to take just a moment to draw your attention to one seemingly insignificant character in the story that you and I just heard. It is only in one gospel that Jesus carries his cross. Only in the Gospel of John does it say that Jesus carried the cross. In Matthew, Mark, and in Luke, it says, they laid the cross on the shoulders of Simon of Cyrene. He carried the cross following Jesus. Jesus, having been scourged, is led out of the city. A man by the name of Simon, a farmer, a simple man, happens to be coming into the city at the end of the day. He has come out of his field. They lay hold of him, and they force the cross upon his shoulder. And he walks in the steps of Jesus. He walks through the city. He walks through the gate. He walks out to the hill of Calvary. He carries the cross of Jesus. Everyone else has fled. The apostles are all gone. The disciples of Jesus have gone off on their own. All that is left is the mob, the soldiers, the chief priests, the scribes, the elders of the people, and Simon. Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Simon, the farmer. Simon, who wandered into the city and ended up being at the right place at the right time. Simon becomes, for Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the prime example of what it is to be a disciple of Jesus. He takes up the yoke of Jesus. Takes up the burden of Jesus, and he follows after. Earlier, Jesus said to his apostles and disciples, to those who follow him, come to me, all of you who are tired and weary and heavy burdened, and I will refresh you. Take upon your shoulders my yoke For my burden is easy. My burden is light. Follow me and you will find refreshment for your spirit. Very poetically, Jesus describes the vocation of the disciple. And now it needs a visual presentation. Now it needs to be seared into the minds of all through a physical demonstration of what it is to be a disciple. Simon is that example. He takes Jesus' burden on his shoulders. He does not leave. Jesus leaves. And Simon falls. Simon walks in Jesus' footsteps. Simon becomes the patron saint of disciples. Simon becomes the example.